This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can somebody pretend to be sick? Yes. When some people have mastered the art of charging to disrupt things, to confuse people, or to gather pity to themselves, or to make excuses for some of their failures, they'll pretend to be sick. They'll pretend to be sick, and then they'll be there, oh, what is wrong with you? Well, it is this place that has been, don't touch it, that has been paining me for a very long time. Have you taken paracetamol? No. You have headache. You have been in this house since morning, and you didn't take paracetamol. When somebody says no, they are having headache, and they are not taking paracetamol, it's a control thing. You have to notice it very well. The person has something up their sleeves. So a person will fall ill, and the person will be admitted in the hospital, so that the husband will be going and coming, she will say she doesn't have appetite, she cannot eat hospital food, so the man will go and buy food from eatery. And she will say, okay, don't go to this one, or go to the other one. No. That eatery near our house, no, those ones, they don't have good food. Go to the one that's 3rd Street. 3rd Street to our house. There's one eatery there. That's where you should buy the food. Then the husband will be running up and down, up and down, up and down. Helter skelter. He will bring the food and say, I can't even eat itself. There's too much onion. Okay, what do you want to eat? Can I get pap? A man that doesn't cook, he doesn't know how to cook. She say, no. It is rice I ate in the morning. Can I get swallow? She wants to eat swallow. Knowing where the husband cannot cook, the man will not be running up and down, up and down. When the man has done all that wahala, he is tired, she now get well. Oh yeah, let's go home, I'm okay now. But the man will not know what hit him. Some men, when they get too suspicious, what they do is they will abandon the woman there. They go and send for her younger sister, go and stay with her. When they tire, the man refused to show. She waited, when she vomited, the man was not around. They had packed the vomit before he came. They fixed drip for her, they have removed the drip before he came. And some men, they are very smart. You just ask the nurse, has the drip finished? So it has not finished. Okay, I'll come back later. He will not stay. Is she eating? If they say she has not eaten, he will go away. He will not come back. If he comes, they say she has eaten. He say, okay, hey, let me come and see her. Because if she has not eaten and he shows his face, it is the one in the 3rd Street she will send for. They should go and say she doesn't want hospital food. Yeah. So some men are very smart. They will abandon her, leave her there, because they are not sure of which exactly is she. So when such a woman comes out from the hospital, the next quarrel is, I was sick, you didn't come and visit me. And they will hold quarrel and enmity on that one for another 6 months. 5 years after, she will still refer to that occasion. I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital. Abu could not come and greet me. He could not come and visit me. If it were this one, he would go. She will hold that one. She will write that in her diary. Such persons, maybe the sickness was real, but it's a power thing. Have you noticed? It's a power thing. When your husband has done something very bad and he doesn't know how to say sorry, you see, he will pretend as if he's sick. Have you noticed men do that too? When he has done something terrible, something very bad, instead of him to tell you sorry, he'll just come and lay down and say, I'm not fine. I've been very sick. I have, no, it's a very serious headache. I'll be all right, but it's all right. So that the wife will be saying sorry to him instead. Nonsense. Is that how to apologize? Don't be deceived. It's a way of influencing other people or arresting your attention so as to get preferential treatment. It's a game. And some women are gold medalists in this game. This is what we call kaid in Arabic. Kaid. Kaw, yaw, and dal. Kaid. In English, they call it wiles. W-I-L-E-S. Wiles. well, in another word, you can say trick, you can say deception, you can say all sorts of things. It's a kind of wisdom that works on the negative side. There's a positive side of wisdom, and there's a negative side of wisdom. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. But wisdom that is taken too far is cunningness. Wisdom that falls short can become stupidity. I don't even understand what I'm trying to say. So when somebody uses wisdom to the other side, it becomes corny, it becomes wild. The woman is very smart and very brilliant, very intelligent. She understands the husband's mood very well, and she knows how to control his mood. Now, when somebody is able to do that one, that's what happens. So how do you play this game with such people? You rise up to the challenge, you ask them questions, you ask them what is wrong, you know, you play along. You understand that this person wants attention. Sometimes you play along. Okay, what's the problem? Why are you so angry? What's the problem? What can I do for you? What can I get for you? She may say, no, I'm not ready to talk now. Don't just say anything to me. Don't talk to me. Then you go and come back. You continue like that until when the game, you'll be looking at your time. The way the referees officiate football matches and they look at their times, right? You look at your time. It's okay. 1 hour gone. 2 hours gone. She has not said anything yet. 3 hours gone. Sometimes you leave it alone, you resume the following day. You know, as a husband, you resume the following day. Hello, you didn't tell me what happened to you. Why were you looking so sad? Why are you so worried? Say, no, don't bother me. I'm not going to say anything. Then you leave her alone. Half time, season one, part one, season two, part two. You keep stringing. She's moving on. You are following her. When she gets tired, after like 2 weeks. So I've been very down since, and you didn't ask me what happened. You said, I've been asking for the past 2 weeks now. You didn't say anything. You said, you tell me when you are ready. Are you ready to tell me now? You say, well, I'm not even in the mood to talk now. Then you leave her alone. A person who behaves like that is cruel already. Now, listen to this now. It may interest you. There are some women who are always very happy. Always happy. But they have some wicked husbands who don't like it that they should be happy. Whenever the wife is happy like this, he will be feeling sad. Have you noticed? Whenever the wife is so full of energy, you know, bouncing up and down, he will be angry. What's your problem? Sit down there. Where do you think you are going? The woman is dressed up in her hijab, everything, you know, her new hijab. She'll even be taking a selfie. You know, when women just got new hijab, they like to snap themselves. She'll be taking selfie. She says she wants to go to Sister Mulika's Hakika. Because she's so happy, the husband will be sad. No, don't go anywhere. Did I give you permission to go? Sit down. You must not go anywhere. You must. Over what now? Kilo D, over what? Because she's happy, she wants to go for Hakika. Then the man is there, sad. Some men are sadists. Whenever the woman is trying to have a feel-good experience, it will thwart it. If some people are coming to visit her friends, to come and keep her company, make her happy, it will stop them from coming. Whenever her friends come in and they are talking, chatting, and laughing, it will send the friend away. Or warn the wife that I don't ever want to see. Why don't you want to see my friend? He can't explain. He's a sadist. That one is a mood stealer, a mood thief. It will steal your good mood from you. Unless it makes you sad, it will not stop. And you know how some men do this? Malice. He knows that you like to talk. He knows that you like to interact. He knows that you like to make rapport. He knows that you like to gist. You like to discuss. If he sees that you are too happy, he will create a problem and start a war. Now, he will not go and fight with his colleagues outside. He will just start a quarrel over nothing. Over nothing. He will just pick up a quarrel over something and then malice will continue. He will not talk to her. He will not eat her food. Not to even talk of touching her. He will stop talking. He will just shut down. And the woman will be like, okay, what have I done now? What is the problem now? That woman will be worried and worried and worried until when the woman is crying, asking him, please, if there's anything I've done, please forgive me. You'll not say, is it not two masks that I said you prepare? Why did you prepare two when she cover? such men, they are very lucky. They don't marry women of their match. Yes, they don't marry women. So other women will tell you, you don't want to talk to me. I did there now. I cook food. My own food must not waste. And such a woman, when you see that the man is now ready with malice, she'll just go and buy chicken. Chicken. She'll be frying this one. She'll be boiling it. She'll even be singing. Subhanallah, wa bihamdi, Subhanallah. Then she'll just be carrying, Akini, come and see some women who are their matches. You don't want to talk. You don't want to eat my food. Stay there now. She'll just carry the chicken boiled past the parlor like this. For no reason, no. Then she'll go back, go and fry it past the parlor like that again. For no reason, she'll go back, go and make it into vegetable, roast it and turn it around, make everything to simmer inside, mesmerize and memorize. She will do all of this and then come back to the parlor and start eating. Children, come and eat, oh. Then she used one corner of her eyes to look at you. You will not eat. And useless man, too. You will not eat. You go outside, go and buy gala. Go and buy gala and like a Sarah. All because of what? Because of what? Asking what happened, he can't explain. Because some men are sadists. They are just like that. They don't like people to be too happy around them. They believe that if a woman is too happy, she will misbehave. Or if a woman is too comfortable, she will not listen again. So his own way of showing his power and authority is by keeping malice. How can a man keep malice more than 3 days? Don't you have better things to do? And some men will keep malice for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month. And he'll be behaving somehow. It's too childish. It's too childish. You should think of better ways of expressing yourself than keeping malice. Honestly, this thing is not good. Though. If a man that's doing it, better change. Though. Look, you are doing old school. Life has passed that one. This one of, I will not talk to you. I will not kill you. Not talk kill you. Talk now. What will happen? What is your problem? What do you want? So what should the woman do when she has a husband like that? Some women will cry when their husbands don't talk to them for 2 days. Some women will, you feel so disturbed. You feel so worried. He wants to keep malice. He doesn't want to talk. And leave him now. But you find ways of making yourself happy. If you don't know how to make yourself happy, no person in this world can make you happy. You just grow old and die young simultaneously. And people will be wondering, waiting happen. How did she die? You grow old and die young immediately. Because of too much stress. You have high BP. You have problem over this man that will not talk. What is your problem now? What are you angry for? He can't even explain it. And if he eventually comes to tell what happened, you'll be wondering, is it because of this one, this thing, Kini, because she said, she said what? Okay. It is do me, I do you sometimes. Is that a hadith?